The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And now everybody's tweeting me saying Galladay is out. So, boy, you think Matt Ryan sucks when Julio Jones is out? Matt Stafford without Galladay is about that. It's just about that. So, I don't know what I'm going to do on that Texans game. And here's my problem. I'm a degenerate, and right. On Thanksgiving, I got to have it. It's the only game on. Come on.
A name that the Astros had been linked to as a free agent, Yasiel Puig.
Man, that's tough for me because there was a time when everybody seemed to hate Yasiel Puig, but it's one of those things where I'm like, this is a guy who could, if he still has some juice left, he could help.
He's probably not going to cost you much.
No, he won't cost you much, certainly.
I mean, you're not asking him to be, you know, all-star outfielder. You're just asking him to maybe hit 25 homers for you, driving some runs.
Maybe not the worst idea. You can get something out of him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You missed the first 2 hours, some of what you missed. What a fun show today. We're all over the place. We're somehow got into hot women from our youth that we'd still be into. I don't know how we got there.
I don't know either.
But I'm gonna throw you a name.
We were talking about Encino Man.
Yeah, we were talking about Encino Man. And it started with that, and it got us off track. And then the whole point was to say that they want to make an Encino Man sequel, which, I'm sorry, those guys at this age, I don't know. I don't know. I like the movie. And I do like kind of the some of these nostalgia things, when done right, are fun. And, you know, if you did it right, it could be fun. But I do think maybe it's time to stop doing the 80s nostalgia. I think Cobra Kai kind of put it over the top for me. It's like, enough. Listen, I lived it. It was okay. This is fun. But enough already. Let's start having nostalgia about the 90s now. It's time to move on to that.
Damn. Did you see this? Dustin just tagged us in at the Athletic Dallas, reporting that Cowboys coach Marcus Paul, their strength and conditioning coach, died.
Oh, wow. From the Rona?
It just says,
well, that's why they had to cancel practice.
Oh,
yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, they said it was a health issues. Thing. Yeah. Okay.
He had something wrong yesterday. Today he died of it.
Yeah, he was on life support. The TMZ report I saw this morning was his daughter kept refuting everybody who said he died last night and said, no, he's on life support. He's still fighting.
Mm. Several people mentioning Heather Graham, Roller Girl, her best role.
She was hot.
Yeah. You know what? I'll take it back. Digstown. She was pretty badass in Digstown. Is the hot,
you know,
sister.
She's really hot in Austin Powers, too.
Yeah? Forgot about that one. What happened to her?
I think maybe she hasn't aged as well. Or maybe she was just old when we found her, kind of like Elizabeth Hurley.
Roller Girl, my favorite character of hers.
Well, we like Roller Girl because she was naked all the time.
She was in Hangover 1 and 3.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She aged okay.
Yeah, she looked good in those.
She's 50 now.
Of course, Hangover was a long time ago. Speaking of redheads, how about Amy Adams? Yes. Hard yes for me. That's a big Texas 10-4.
What about the one that that Sacha Baron Cohen's married to?
Oh, God. Fisher. Oh, I love her.
She's hot.
Yeah. There's lots of photos on the internet of those two. And apparently, Sacha Baron Cohen is very well-rounded.
Endowed.
Yeah.
A little update from Courtney. Golf tournament is officially sold out.
Told you we would do it. Bitches.
You know what? You promised. You delivered, Aaron. Well done, sir.
She also said we are going to do the shotgunner shot on hole number 13, and she's ordered some dry fit shirts with the logos on it for both stations. That'll be the prize for whoever wins that closest to the pin thing.
All right.
All right. I like it.
Jason Braddock sent us a video, Fred. I know you probably haven't got a chance to see it. I looked at it during the last break. I want to know what kind of phone Jason Braddock has. It literally looks like it would have been taken with a flip phone from like 2005 or six. Like, it's like, you know, like you.
I think he's operating off an iPhone 4.
Yeah, I'm
an iPhone 4.
I thought Apple shut them down
at that point. Like, yeah, those things just don't work anymore.
He's got 9 kids, and so what happens is his wife gets the new edition. And then it trickles down through all 9 kids until it gets to him.
Damn. Mm. You don't even get first dibs at his house?
Yeah, see.
I don't think so.
And this is weird. Ever since I had the computer fixed, my messages for some reason will not totally sync on the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jason sends me a message, it goes to my phone, but doesn't go to my laptop. And I'm not looking at my phone during the show. So, yeah, I didn't know. Game Over Man mentions Denise Richards. Can I just say the other chick in Starship Troopers, I was all about her. And she had a brief role on Law & Order SVU, where she played, she was the partner of, not Benson, Stabler. Stabler's partner for a few episodes. Her I liked a lot. Like, she was Dez in Starship Troopers. I don't remember her name as an actress. All I know is everybody talked about Denise Richards being in there. I liked her better.
Raymond on Twitch came in strong. Jessica Chastain, redhead.
Mm.
And also, for me, Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter.
That's Jessica Chastain?
No, Bryce Dallas Howard is Howard's daughter.
Who's
Jessica Chastain was in,
I can't put a picture to her. Mm. Oh, I don't think she's hot. The chick from Zero Dark Thirty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on her.
Dina Meyer is the name of the girl I'm thinking of from Starship Troopers. And she's 51.
What was Jessica Chastain hot in?
I don't know.
She was hot when she was on SNL when she hosted a couple.
Yeah,
months ago,
I'm not her.
She's a girl from the Matt Damon alien or a spaceship movie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't like her.
Yeah, The Martian.
I don't like her. I don't think she's hot.
I think Bryce Dallas Howard's much hotter than she is.
Who's that?
Ron Howard's daughter. She was in the Jurassic World movies.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's cool.
And she was in I think The Help too.
It's not something I've seen, but Jurassic World, yeah, the one that Chris Pratt was hitting.
Oh, yes. That's the girl from the Elton John movie.
Oh yeah, okay,
yeah,
yeah, she's all right.
I definitely would.
She's hotter than the chick from Zero Dark Thirty. Well,
I have a weird.
But y'all are just picking out every redhead now.
Well, listen, like,
a chick's not hot just because she's a redhead.
That's how we got.
But I know we got on redheads
because Fred's obsessed with them.
Well, I have two things that I like. Okay, and. You know, and this is just kind of public service announcement. If you're a really hot, rich redhead or a really hot Arabic woman.
Or bald.
Or one, preferably one of those two bald.
Yeah. I'm not not really rich, but I'm rich enough for you.
No, but I'm just saying, especially an Arabic woman bald. Oh,
you like that.
Oh, I like that a lot. The first Star Trek movie with Persis Cambada, who's actually Indian, I believe, but close enough. Dude, she was so hot. That was where my obsession with hot bald women started. All right, is that Brian? Let's go to Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, fellas.
Sports.
Hey, from my youth, I'm fixing to be 50 years old, but from my youth, especially since y'all are talking about redheads right now, you can't leave out Reba McEntire. She's still hotter than hell.
What? Reba McEntire?
I mean, I would.
I would, too. I like Reba. I'm in.
I mean, I'm in. I guess I've never looked at Reba McEntire as a sex symbol.
I have. Totally in.
Reba McEntire.
People mentioning Nicole Kidman's still hot. Yeah, she is. The wife's been watching that HBO series with her and Hugh Grant. Nicole Kidman's still very hot.
All right, here's what I'm going to say about Reba. Reba is a lady who, as she's gotten older, she looks better. I don't think Reba knew what to do with her hair in the 80s and 90s.
Well, that's the 80s, you know.
Because it was like she had like almost like a mini Marge Simpson haircut. Like, I don't like the old pictures of her, but her as an older lady, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, but I've been a fan of her.
But I didn't think Reba McEntire was hot back in the day.
Plus, that voice does it for me. She's got a great voice.
Dolly Parton still got it?
Oh, I would.
I mean, okay, so I'm not confirmed on this, but if she has to take off the wig to do it, are you still doing it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No, because she still has hair. It's just that short matted to her head.
Shave it off, baby, and we'll go. It's all good.
Nathan on Twitter says Kaylee Cuoco, yes. Because that was my... She was on the John Ritter show, 8 Simple Rules, which was John Ritter's show, where she was the hot teenage girl. At the same time, I was the teenage boy, so we were around the same age, I think.
You have mentioned Molly's Game. Yeah, who was that?
That's Jessica Chastain, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
Christina Hendricks, Mad Men.
Woodland Sam says, Rona Mitri, dude, right up your alley. Who is that?
I don't know.
Mm.
Okay, how about this? In the 80s, maybe 80s, early 90s, Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate still.
Is she still hot?
Yeah, she's still hot.
So this was, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when she was in the rocker with the dude from The Office?
Mm-hmm.
She was still strong. She played a MILF in that.
She was hot. Jason Braddock said he likes Stacey Dash more than Alicia Silverstone.
He clearly hasn't heard Stacey Dash's political opinions, because then he'll change his tune real quick.
Although I think they're both crazy. Alicia Silverstone's like a crazy PETA person.
They're different crazy.
And Stacey Dash is she's a crazy political person. Oh, you know who was hot, though? The other chick from that show that died.
Brittany Murphy.
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah.
I never found her super
hot.
Dude,
when she was the hottest? She was the hottest in 8 Mile, where she was super scuzzy and trashy.
Touch of the gutter.
Dude, that was all gutter. I thought she was so hot in that movie.
The girl he mentioned, she's 44 now. She was in Underworld Rise of the Lycans, which I know I've seen. Allie G, Boston Legal. Yeah, I've seen her before. I don't know exactly what I remember her from the most. But yeah, she fits. Okay, I've got to pay off on this before he does Carbock, because I've been talking about for 2 segments. Did you guys ever see the movie Drop Zone with Wesley Snipes?
No.
Where he's a paratrooper? This was that stretch when Wesley Snipes was a star.
When he wasn't paying taxes.
Hey, don't be disrespectful.
It's a fact.
The IRS. Oh, it's not a fact. The IRS is a bunch of... Never mind.
I think he was convicted in a court of law.
Yeah, wrongfully so, I might
have. Okay.
But, like you never listened to a podcast where somebody was wrongfully convicted?
I have.
Okay. Anyway, there was a girl named Yancey Butler in there. Go look up Yancey Butler Drop Zone, then look up Yancey Butler Now. And 99 out of 100 of these, when you ask, would you now? I'd be like, absolutely. Yancey Butler is going to be a hard no.
Oh, really?
Not without a lot of Carbock, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, Carbock will get you there, usually. That's what I'll say. Carbock has something for everyone. That's one of the great things about Carbock. So if you're looking for something light, something easy drinking, they got Love Street, Eric Warner, who's the head brewer at Carbock, wrote the book on Kolsch. Like, literally wrote the book on Kolsch. It makes one of the best in the world, and he's doing it right here in Houston. Get you some of that if you want something a little darker. The Crawford Bock is one of my favorites. You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, available now during the holidays, which is always good. And then they've got the IPAs. If you go to the brewery in person, you can get some of those stouts that you can't get anywhere else because they're long gone. The Barrel Series stuff, it's the only place to get it now is at Carbock. While you're there, have yourself a great meal. Open Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner. They do brunch on the weekends if you want some brunch. But just a great meal, great place all around. Follow them on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery and the restaurant. And when you're out and about over the holiday, make sure you grab some Carbock. Girls, 'cause in the evening it's
girls. I like the way that they walk. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and with it, the 3 F's. Football, food, and those f***ers that come over and eat all your food.
Also known as your family.
How about a little more turkey?
Happy Thanksgiving from ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are you snickering about?
I'm just laughing about it. I was saying during the break, like, not only was Brittany Murphy in 8 Mile very hot, but so was Kim Basinger, who played Eminem's mom. They were both really hot. And I said, they should have gotten naked in that movie.
Did she make spaghetti for him?
Yeah. And okay. He threw it up.
Yeah.
But she's not a great cook, but still.
Oh, she's always been hot. Going back to the first Batman.
But she's extra hot in 8 Mile because she's trashy. She lives in a trailer. Like, her boyfriend is beating on her. And for whatever reason.
She was pretty trashy in that nine and a half weeks, too.
Making canned ravioli or whatever. And I'm like, oh, man. She plays bingo. I mean, you can't get trashier than this woman. And I'm like, hell yeah. And I was saying she should do they should have done a scene like in Wild Things, like where they were hooking up. Even though it wouldn't have made sense for the plot, it still would have been very hot. And they could have made it fit the plot, like if they could have done it in an above ground pool, since it's at the trailer park and there's not like a fancy in ground lighted pool. They could have just put a spotlight on one of those about 3 feet deep and about 10 feet wide above ground pools that you can get at Walmart for like $200.
Waterproof like hunting flashlight
got like put in there. Duct tape all on the side of it because there's a leak. That would have been hot.
Kim Basinger is 66 years old.
She looks really good.
I definitely would. That's one where I'll go older.
Kim, she's older than you?
Yeah, significantly. So, Kim, if you're out there, I'm in. You know, if you're looking for something different. Yeah, she was in that 9 and a half weeks when she was really young with Mickey Rourke. That was like, I think, her breakout role. Touch of the Gutter, definitely. Probably before your time, too, but yeah. Johnny Bitcoin mentions Daryl Hannah. You know, I got to tell you, Daryl Hannah is like on the horse racing board in California now. So I've actually met her in person.
You guys hook up?
No.
Did you try? Shoot your shot?
No, I didn't because you know what?
Scared ass.
No, she doesn't do it for me anymore. Even if I could have, which there's no way, there's just, I don't know if there's something about her. She just, I mean, it. Isn't, I don't know. It, to me, I find her very unsexy, which I didn't when she was younger. Like Wall Street, Daryl Hannah. What was the mermaid film? She was a mermaid with Tom Hanks. Splash. That's in my wheelhouse. 10, of course.
Hey, yeah. I need to know what she looks like right this second, because if you just do a Google image search, you've got the young pictures, but then the older, more recent pictures, she looks kind of like John Travolta with blonde hair.
Maybe that's what it is. And I don't roll towards John Travolta.
It's funny because you guys have kind of similar haircuts.
We do now. Yeah, this is my, you know, this is my Vince Vega haircut
that
from
would be
Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
It'd be very, like, masturbatory of you to want to be with John Travolta.
Well, I mean,
you guys are both, you have the same haircut. You're both Scientologists. I mean, you guys have a lot
No, well, first off, he does like guys. I mean, that's been the big rumor forever, that while he was married to Kelly Preston, he was banging every guy out there. I was watching that Scientology thing. Well, the wife was watching it. Have to tell you, it's a pretty good recruiting film. I'm really interested now. Joke.
So, Megan Fox is divorcing Brian Austin Green. I didn't know they were still married. I don't find Megan Fox attractive. I've made that clear. But apparently she's divorcing Brian Austin Green. Hasn't she been like publicly hooking up and making out with Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, yeah. They've been banging for a while now.
Poor Brian Austin Green. Like,
he's got a new chick, too, that he was after, like, she was at, I think she was at, like, a basketball game or something with Machine Gun Kelly. He all of a sudden was out. I think TMZ had, like, taken pictures of him with some, like, new hot young actress walking around Beverly Hills. Who,
you know, Brian Austin Green was Pete Davidson before Pete Davidson was Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Because Brian Austin Green,
that's a pretty good description.
Here's what I don't know if you guys remember when Brian Austin, I think he's only famous literally for the one thing that he was in is Beverly Hills 90210. And he wasn't the lead guy. He wasn't the second guy. He wasn't the third guy. He was the fourth dude in that show. And you would think, like, how's this guy going to get super hot? And he was like, basically, he was like the nerdy guy on the show. The other three dudes were hunks. They were bigger. They were better looking. And this guy, like, it seemed like he was like the comedy role. Like, like a girl would be like, oh, well, he's sweet, but they would never do him. And now it turns out he made a whole career, off that. Hooking up with hot chicks and, like, good for him. And who saw that coming? Jason Priestley. Which one died? Jason Priestley or Luke Perry?
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
Yeah. Luke Perry died.
I saw Jason Priestley in some show recently where...
he's not even famous anymore, is he?
Oh, what was it called? And it was making fun of that. It was called The Order. That's what it was. It was a Netflix thing that was, like, two seasons.
And the other guy did Sharknado.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two guys were in it.
Ugh.
Yeah. And they were
Austin Green, like, you could argue, has the best life of all four of those dudes.
But they were making fun of each other in the show. It was a pretty funny episode. I mean, the show's not very good, but that was cool.
So the chick that Brian Austin Green was dating is a Instagram model named Tina Louise. She's 38, but she's not bad. She's inked up more than I like.
Who's the hottest of the chicks now? Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, or Shannon Doherty? Who's held up the best, do you think?
I don't know if she's held up, but I always had a thing for Shannon Doherty. And I know she's crazy.
She is.
And she could have turned all kinds of ugly. I don't care. I would tomorrow if you're out there.
But then Tiffany Amber Thiessen went on that show late in the game.
She's the number one.
She was hot because she was like, and I never watched Saved by the Bell. I think I'm the only dude my age who didn't watch that show at all. I do appreciate that she was hot, but she was so much hotter on 90210 than she ever was on Saved by the Bell, because Saved by the Bell, I guess those girls weren't allowed to eat on that show. So by the time she got to 90210 and they put like some craft services out there and they catered her, she put on a few pounds. Ooh, she looked good. She was healthy, thick, Tiffany Thiessen. I think she dropped the amber by then, too.
Jenny Garth wins that one walking away.
She dropped the amber and found about 15 healthy pounds. Jenny Garth looks the best now?
Yeah, of those three.
She was my favorite of the
Tiffany
three.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, still.
Tori Spelling, like, I think she's one of those ladies that's had way too much plastic surgery.
Yep.
And now she looks like some sort of crazy alien lady.
Green means miss, as Hannah has married Neil Young. I don't know if that's true or not. But that would kind of make sense, because now she kind of looks like somebody who would marry Neil Young.
Keep on searching for a heart of gold.
All right. I've got my Falcon 5 list, though. Somebody mentioned the one that would clearly be on the list. Especially after that Netflix movie she was in, where she was this badass immortal chick. Charlize Theron. Boom, done. That's my 5.
You liked her in Monster.
I thought her acting in there, I would have, yeah.
I know. Yeah. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
On Thanksgiving, all over America, families sit down to dinner at the same moment. Halftime.
Happy Thanksgiving from ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple people say Shannon Doherty has terminal breast cancer and is about to die.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Really pissed we didn't do a Deadpool now. Oh, well. Well. Did you have anything important you wanted to get to today? Because we only have two segments left, and we have deaths next.
I guess not. I guess there's nothing really important we need to get to. You know what we haven't really done? We haven't really gone over what's going on in college football this week.
We haven't.
Some NFL lines. We can bang through a couple of.
We went over the NFL yesterday. Nothing's really changed in my mind from there. I don't have a lot of plays. I'll tell you what I did for our contest. The five games I had.
I haven't even done mine yet. I guess I need to.
I took Texan -2.5 because I'm getting -2.5 as opposed to 3.
Yeah, that's line value.
I took New England +2.5 over Arizona.
Okay.
I took Miami -6.5 against the Jets. The one that I'm not crazy about, but again, I had a hard time finding NFL games that I like. I took the Bills -5.5 over the Chargers.
Okay.
That's the only one I don't feel good about.
I don't feel great about the Jets, to be honest.
I think Miami.
This is literally the last. I think it's the last chance the Jets have to actually win a football game.
I don't think they'll
win it, but I think they'll give max effort.
Get max effort and still lose by 14. And then I've got Kansas City -3.5 over Tampa.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs are going to eat their souls. So, but yeah, as far as college football goes, this sucked because my whole weekend was going to be. Bet UH against Tulsa and then hammer Tulsa in game when they get down by 14. That was it. That was going to be my play. It's worked so well. But I got a few games that I'm interested in. Because I've been focusing on AAC games. I think SMU -12.5 against East Carolina. That number should be higher. I think because East Carolina actually has been playing better and got a nice win last week. I think you're getting some value on SMU here. 12.5 inside of 14, like the smooths.
Not against you on that.
And then I guess it kind of depends. I got to find out what's up with Spencer Sanders. If he's playing, I'll take Oklahoma State -11 against Tech. Otherwise, I'm staying away from that. Here's one for you. We didn't get to have Taylor on this week when he's got a game. Give me UTEP +11.5 against Rice.
That's a whole lot of points, man.
It is.
Getting better, but that's a whole lot of points.
Rice is not the trash heap that they've been the last couple
years.
Here's
my only concern. What's UTEP's practice situation been
right.
like? Because the Rona's so bad there, I don't know if they've even been allowed to practice.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a concern, but, boy, that's a lot of points.
I like North Carolina.
You mentioned that. I'm with you on
Notre
that.
Dame. They're getting 5.5. This is going to be a trend for me. I like the Oregon over.
Okay.
I talked to you earlier in the show about how they can score nonstop. They did it again last week against UCLA. They can't really stop anybody. All of their good defensive players opted out. So Oregon State will put up a few points. I think that game gets into the 70s. I think Texas is in trouble this week against Iowa State.
I am thinking about money lining Iowa State.
Well, I mean, Iowa State's a 1-point favorite.
Are they? Because on my side, I'm looking at Texas as -1.5.
Okay, yeah. There's not much there. Who else do I like this week?
Do you have an opinion on LSU, Aggie?
No.
14.5 for LSU.
That's a lot of points, but I don't trust LSU.
I don't either.
I like North Carolina State -14.5 at Syracuse. Syracuse is an unmitigated disaster. Like you can't figure out a way to make them bettable. Yeah, I guess that's probably. I don't have a whole lot in college either.
I'm going to keep an eye on Troy. If that number gets to 14 or 14 and a half, I'll take Troy against App State.
Okay.
It's 13 and a half right now.
Alabama's minus 24 and a half.
Is that a first half Bama?
It'll be a first half Bama play. Okay. They can do what they want against this Auburn team. I will say, the one team Nick Saban's not afraid to go out there and embarrass is Auburn.
Yeah.
He's looking to get guys fired and laughed off the field. And then I guess that's about it. I think that's all I got.
You know what I might do? And again, I'm going to do all this tonight in the morning, because once I leave, I'm not going to be throwing bets in. I think I might have finally found a team and a number that can make me go against Coastal Carolina. Texas State plus 17. I think I might actually be there this week. Finally. I've ridden Coastal Carolina all year long.
I don't know. I don't know if this is the spot to fade him. But then again, I thought last week was going to be the spot.
I thought last week would be it, and I didn't. I went with him, and boy, I'm glad I got that 2.5 in our pool, because Texans now 3.5 against Detroit. That gives me pause. And I got him at 3 in the MyBookie contest, so I'm okay with that, but. Boy, 3.5, I might go Lion.
Yeah.
We'll zip through the rest of them real quick just to recap from yesterday. Washington plus 3 against Dallas. No play for me. I like that Dallas is playing better, but these teams are so crappy, I'm probably taking whoever's getting the points if I have to. Falcons plus 3 against Raiders. Every fiber of my being says bet the Falcons, but I'm done with the Falcons. So
it's the only side I could bet is the Falcons. Yeah. I do think that's an over game. I don't think anybody 54. Gets
stopped. Patriots plus 2.5 against the Cardinals. Like the Patriots. In fact, Patriots money line plus 125.
Yeah, I don't have a take on that game.
Giants minus 6.5 over the Bengals.
It's now gotten to where I will tease it down to a half point.
Yeah, I still like the Giants. If it gets to 7, forget about it. But Bengals with no Burrow, I mean, I think the Giants are going to win this pretty easily. Browns minus 6.5 against Jaguars.
Over
49.5.
Over.
But I love the Browns here because they love to beat up
on weak teams
and inside a touchdown. I mean, this is a 35-10 Browns game. Titans plus 3 at the Colts. Like the Titans. Don't love it.
I like the Titans, too.
Bills minus 5.5 Chargers. I took the Bills in our pool, but I don't really like this game.
Bills coming off a bye, though.
And it's at Buffalo, and it's a noon game, and weather's not going to be great. Chargers don't want any part of that. That's the only reason I used them in the pool. Dolphins are now minus 7 against the Jets. I still like the Dolphins here. Saints minus 6 against the Broncos. I got no opinion on that.
I like the Broncos.
Do you?
Yeah, I like the under as well. This feels like a game where, I probably like the under more than I like the Broncos, because the Saints are one of the, like, they rate out as one of the best running defenses ever in the league, which is obviously impressive, which means that the Broncos will have to count on Drew Lock if they want to win.
Mm.
I don't feel good about that. But I also feel like as long as Taysom Hill is the quarterback,
yeah, I just can't.
You're not going to be looking for big plays down the field. Like, the Saints are going to be careful.
They're going to be a wishbone team, basically, yeah. Is what
and
they are.
What's that? What's that lead you to?
Yeah. Yards and clock.
Yeah, it leads to an under to me.
Rams minus 6.5 against the 49ers. Can't touch the 49ers right now.
There's a bunch of COVID stuff going on. Yeah. There's health issues. I'd like to bet the 49ers. I'd like to get 7 if I were going
to
bet them.
And if it gets to 7, 7.5, I would definitely take the 49ers. I think the Rams coming off a big big Monday night win. There's a bounce factor here. It's just I can't bet the 49ers right now. Chiefs minus 3.5 against the Bucks. The Chiefs are going to eat their souls. I think this is a 45-35 kind of game.
I know
game.
A lot of people who are like, oh, the Chiefs are due to bounce back. Or, I mean, the Bucks are due to bounce back. And a lot of it is public perception because they just got smashed on national TV. But I've been saying I don't think Tom Brady can throw the ball down the field, And that's going to be a problem. You can't get into a track meet with the Chiefs if you can't go down the field.
Nope. And the Chiefs are definitely going to be in the track meet. So I love the Chiefs here. I'll take this all the way up to 6.5. How about that?
Look at you.
So, in fact, I may alternate line bet that game. I haven't done a lot of that this year, but I really feel like the Chiefs are going to hose them. And then Monday night, Seahawks -5 at the Eagles. I like the Seahawks, but that we'll talk about that Monday. So, actually, I probably have a few more opinions than I thought. So, all right. Chicken Dinner says, biggest drinking night of the year starts now, bitches. Is it really the biggest drinking night of the year?
I don't know.
I mean, a lot of places. Well, traditionally it is because everybody comes back home from college. Everybody goes out to the bar to see their old friends and stuff they're in town with.
Well, not now, they don't.
Tonight, not so much because of COVID.
Yeah. I'm going to do some drinking, but I don't know if it'll be my biggest drinking night.
I'm only going to drink a little because we do have a 2-hour drive tomorrow. But yeah, but I was really worried about driving this thing because I haven't driven anything that big in a while. But I took it around the neighborhood a few times. The wife brought it back from the dealership, but I took it around the neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this.
Where's it parked?
It's parked on our side street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I parked it in front of my friend's house that we hang out with on the weekends, and he's got a camera there.
Nice.
And Derby and I and my Glock will be spending the night in it. So,
oh, all right.
If anybody really feels like trying to break in, you'll have to get through a very angry Ridgeback Pit Cross first. And if you do that, you'll have to hope I'm too drunk to hit you because, yeah. But no, that's the only thing I'm worried about is because, you know, we do have, like, car break-ins in that neighborhood.
But normally it's not going to be parked there.
No. We have a storage area, yeah. And then we're going to develop our land over the next month to have a place to park it there, and then I'll have it parked in Village Mills.
Very cool.
Which, but, I mean, honestly, at some point, you know, we'll have – some kind of party somewhere where it's a short drive where people can come hang out for the day. You guys would love this thing. It is. I'll give her credit because I didn't want any part of this, but we really lucked into it because they were telling us these things fly off the lot right now because people don't want to fly. And so they're buying a lot of them. So there's just not many used ones left. And we just got really lucky. And shout out to Wayne at Demontron because we went to look at one and didn't like it. And by the way, somebody bought that one today, too. It was already gone. So they had two used ones, and he told us about one that wasn't on the website yet. They didn't even have a price on it, and we took one look at it, and it was perfect. And she's like, we're buying this.
Well,
done.
There you go.
And, yeah, so if you're in the market for one, a little bit of advice, go someplace like that, like Demontron, and create a relationship with the salespeople so they can call you when they get one. Because right now, those things are just not available. And, I mean, especially used ones. They just fly off the lot because, and they don't have much inventory. That's the other flip side. It's like people have decided, hey, let's go buy one of these. And then now it's like, oh, well, there's no inventory. Also, if you're thinking about selling one, this is the perfect time to do it. You're going to get a great price. So just a little thought for the people. And, you know, the other way you can get some money, besides selling your RV, is maybe you got a high balance on your credit cards and a lot more interest than you would like. Why not turn those into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money today? That's what you can do with Lightstream. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. Application's 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's absolutely no fee. So think about how much money you could save if your credit card balances are up there. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home. I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 and what?
The turkey, the football, and the after effect. Happy Thanksgiving from ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, let's wrap things the way... wrap things up the way we always do on a Wednesday. God, I can't believe it's the last segment.
This is it.
Went by fast. Fun show when you're not insulting me. Let's... well, okay, here we go. Bill Bixby, American actor, my favorite Martian, dies from cancer at 59. Wasn't he in something else besides My Favorite Martian?
I can't even put a face with him.
Yeah, I just know the name, maybe because it's unique, Bill Bixby. Florence Henderson... she was Carol in the Brady Bunch.
Flo-ho.
Flo in the Ho or Joe in the Ho?
No, I get Flo-ho confused. They called her.
Dead at 82 in 2016.
She was a hot lady.
Yeah, she was attractive.
For like a suburban mom haircut.
But
lady.
I think she liked the same thing we do.
Wasn't the dad on the Brady Bunch gay too?
Yeah. There was just rampant homosexuality on that show.
Except for the older brother and sister who were banging it out. Like, that's really a dysfunctional family.
No, I think that's a very functional family. I think that's very, very cool. The Hulk. Yeah, that's what Bill Bixby was in. He was the Hulk.
And
he was the original Hulk.
You would have thought Alice would have been the lesbian.
Nah, Alice looked like she could get it. Remember she was always doing the handyman?
No, the butcher.
The butcher, yeah.
That's right.
Dude, who wouldn't do a butcher?
I wish I had butcher skills.
Yeah,
like, do you go to school to be a butcher? I know this is a random aside, but I'm interested.
You know who might be able to tell you? Probably one of our friends over at Kobo's or one of your guys over at Tejas.
Yeah, I mean, but working a butcher shop where you take, I'm talking about like you take the meat from cow and turn it into.
I grew up
like
with
chop it up into all the steaks and parts.
I grew up with a guy whose family owned a butcher shop down in Santa Fe / Hitchcock. Wish I could remember his name.
What?
Wow. These names are so bad, the sports figures. Kenesaw Mountain Landis. Ugh. Fidel Castro, that's a good one. Dead in 2016, allegedly. All right, let's jump on to these other. Cause hopefully page two better than page one on the deaths. No, not really. Leo Tolstoy, C.S. Lewis, Jack London, Upton Beale, Sinclair.
It's a pretty rough list.
Yeah, this is a rough list here. Lee Harvey Oswald. How is Lee Harvey Oswald not in Best Deaths? Okay, I got to ask you. You've got Charles Manson in Best Deaths. You do not have Lee Harvey Oswald.
Because we don't know that he actually did it.
Doesn't matter.
He's an alleged murderer.
Doesn't matter. He's more famous than Charles Manson.
No, he's not.
No, he's
yes,
not.
He is. Oh, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
You'll see who has more Twitter followers out of those two. but yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald deserves to be in Best Deaths. Okay. Charles Manson. This is actually a pretty good... This Best Death list almost rallies to save the other ones. 1718, Blackbeard, the pirate, dies in battle at 38. Okay, I'm going
to
tell
good
you.
Good thing he died at 38, because if he'd lived to be 40, he would be Greybeard like your boy here.
Can I just say, Aaron, if next year when I'm gone, put Lee Harvey Oswald on the list and take Blackbeard off the list.
I wish I would have died in a pirate battle at 38.
Yeah. Also, 1963, John F. Kennedy, assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Allegedly, according to
Allegedly.
Aaron.
Yeah.
He's a tinfoil hat guy now.
No, I believe it was...
I look it up on Snopes, but Snopes is a liberal-ass website now. You can't trust anything.
No, I believe he was trying to kill him, but I believe it was the Secret Service guy in the trailer car whose gun accidentally went off. JFK, the smoking gun. Best conspiracy thing I've seen yet. But as the saying goes, he got it through his head. He wasn't wanted in Dallas. 1991. All right. Moment of silence. You know what? All these other ones we can make fun of. We're not allowed to make fun of Freddie Mercury.
Who?
Dead of AIDS at 45. All right. Two porn stars for you.
All right.
See if you can go 2-0 for a change. 2008, Adriana Annalise, 36 years old.
Gunshot wound.
I'm going to go with that's a yes. Murder-suicide. Yep. She was the murder.
All right.
So it probably was a gunshot wound. Even if it wasn't, I'm giving you the point.
That's what I'm talking about.
And 2007, let's see if we can go 2-0. Zoe Zane, 18 years old.
Drug overdose.
Murdered
by a pimp?
Murdered.
Damn it.
Internet porn star murdered. Oh, boy. All right, 1-1. You know, it's not bad.
I almost said murdered by a pimp. It was like it came into my head.
I mean, just murdered would have worked.
As soon as you said Zoe, I was like, oh, that's she got murdered by a pimp. But then I was like, 18? Seems a little young to be getting murdered by a pimp. So, you know.
Somebody says we're taught in school who Lee Harvey Oswald was, but not who Charles Manson was. Therefore, Oswald has to be more famous. Yeah, I think Oswald's
you're
more
not even
famous.
Allowed to learn about Jesus in school, and he's more famous than both of them.
I don't know.
Point Hoffman.
You mean combined or what?
I think he's more famous than both combined.
Why? Did he ever kill a president?
Nope. Did he ever lead a satanic cult that sprayed blood on the walls of their victims? Nope.
No. Okay, then.
But still had a pretty good following.
How many? You know what? I bet there's more books written about.
Oh, yeah. There's.
Yeah, never mind. All right. God, I love somebody. That guy's voice. All right. I hope you guys have an awesome Thanksgiving to all the listeners. I hope you guys have an awesome Thanksgiving as well. I am I'm going to disappear for 4 days, so I'll probably get eaten by an alligator somewhere, but nobody will care.
Enjoy it, Freddie.
But those who don't, participate in Small Business Saturday and then Small Brewery Sunday.
Yeah, I would definitely do that if I were in town. And maybe I will Sunday, because I'll be back Sunday afternoon. All right. Great job, boys. Till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
Thanksgiving.
Come and get it while it's hot.
From ESPN 97.5.